I'm sorry. That's what I'm sitting here thinking, Softa. I'm so sorry. And I want to make things right. It's strange. My whole life until now, I would have said you should apologize to me. And practically everyone would have agreed. Until I came to Baton Rouge a few weeks ago, you acted as if I didn't exist. I never once received a phone call from you, not even on my birthday. No letters either. No cards, no emails, no texts, no presents. And you're my grandmother. Now I'm in the wrong, though. Not you. I'm sitting on the yellow linoleum floor of your storeroom, across from the boxes filled with your secrets, wanting to guard them. I shouldn't know those secrets. I feel so bad about the way I uncovered them. I can't fix that, but I can at least try to understand you better and tell you more about me. Things I never talk about. I just have to decide how to begin. Here's something practically no one knows. I almost didn't go to Baton Rouge. I almost stayed home in Manhattan, the way I have every other summer my whole life. If Ruthie Dane and Amelia Ogden hadn't turned mean about a month ago in May, just before the three of us finished seventh grade, I would have gone to a bookmaking camp in the West Village with the two of them in June, then tennis camp in Central Park in July. I'd already signed up and everything. But they did turn mean. Mysteriously and thoroughly mean. It started on a Friday, the day before Hannah Arnstein's bat mitzvah. I know what you'd say, Softa, if you were standing right here. You'd say, "You must have a bat mitzvah, Katerina." But wait until you hear about this one. That Friday, they were mean from the instant they saw me, right outside Spanish class. We were the only three girls in that class. Every day for months, we had met in the hall before the bell, then walked into the room together. I always got there first because I'm in Math A, which is only one floor up. They're in Math B, which is three floors down. You're probably wondering, Math A? Does that mean you're better at math than they are? Yes, it does. I am better at math than both of them put together. In lower school, when we had math classes together, I was always about 15 folders ahead of them. That's not nice to say, but it's true. Plus, they were not nice to me first. Anyway, on the day they turned mean, I was watching for them to come through the door to the stairwell together, then wave and hurry over to me, since that's what they usually did. Instead, this time, they came through the door, stopped really dramatically. Then Ruthie pointed at me and said, "There's Kat! Run!" Then they both ran from me, down the long hallway. I felt pretty frozen, standing there watching their backs as they laughed and scooted around anyone standing in their way. Is that a joke? I kept thinking. It must be a joke. That's why they're laughing. I had a bad feeling they were laughing at me, even though that made no sense. I couldn't just stand there waiting for them to come back and laugh in my face, so I picked my backpack up off the hall floor. It felt heavier than it ever had in my whole life. And I went to sit down in Spanish. We don't have desks in there. We have three long tables instead, set up in a U that faces the whiteboard, with a bunch of chairs at the tables. There are only eight kids in the class, and way too many chairs, and we don't have assigned seats. I'm giving all these chair details for a reason. Don't get impatient. I was the only person in the whole classroom at that point. I sat in a random chair and pulled a book out of my backpack, any book at all. I didn't even notice what it was, and I started pretending to read. I didn't want to just sit there doing nothing. That would have looked really weird. but I couldn't actually concentrate on a book because I kept hearing Ruthie in my head saying, "There's Cat! Run!" over and over.